Katie, last year we applied, she applied for a scholarship. I wrote a letter and I said something to the effect that she's as ready as anyone will ever be to earn a scholarship. And she did win one. And she received, so the way the NFP does scholarships, if you're a student, is when you win one, they give you the $8,000. You don't have to account for where you spend it. If it helps you get technology, fine. If it helps you pay the rent, fine. So it is, it's a scholarship that you choose how you spend it. And when you're in school and you're working hard, there are a lot of places you can spend it, aren't there? So, all right. So I'm going to turn the time over to Katie. And I didn't give her a lot of instruction, but I hope you'll talk a little bit about convention and how cool it was to go as a scholarship winner. Here you go.
Thank you, and I appreciate this honor, you guys asking me to come up and talk and having this opportunity. The scholarship was an interesting and an amazing journey. This whole time, ever since in the last few years, has been a whirlwind and a journey in its own, in itself. In regards to the scholarship, and it is, as she said, it's a merit-based scholarship, and it's for whatever that helps you to achieve your goals in school, in your education. And it's been an honor. And this year actually was the first time that it was $8,000 for every finalist. There are 30 finalist scholarship winners. Once you have met all the requirements, and hold on, this thing is moving around. I think the microphone doesn't like that stand. But anyways, for this, it was, they decided to change over, instead of winning between $3,000 and $12,000, depending on the finalist and what your scholarship one is.
Those are really dumb.
We got some new smells, new sniffs up here. So it's like, oh, we haven't been up here. Anyways, with the scholarship, so the NFB decided to change over, instead of between $3,000 or $12,000 or in between, they provided $8,000 to all 30 finalists as the requirements were met. I received my scholarship. I applied this twice. And the second time was the one when I won, and it was an amazing feeling to be called up. When I was informed of the scholarship, they called up, and I believe it was Candace Chapman, who is one of the mentors that I had. She called me up. I just wanted to clarify some questions on everything. And after we go over, it said, by the way, you are one of the finalists. So... never completely expected it, thought they were still working through it and everything else. So, but it's been quite interesting for that, in getting ready and going to the convention, which was one of the requirements. One of the reasons is part of receiving it or applying is that you have a letter of recommendation, not only from your affiliate president, but from someone outside. And I had asked two different people, and it was a hard choice to pick and choose. And one of them was Paul Wasko, who you heard about yesterday evening when working, who introduced me to Digication, working with him, as well as my social work advisor, Alexa Flanowitz. And they've both been really encouraging, really helpful, and providing me that chance to actually challenge myself and do what I want to do and work for what my goals are. When I started with Digication and helping out, it was for a certain class. And as I had to write an essay for the scholarship, I spoke about how I navigated, how I was having difficulty, how I got connected with Digication, and the different process and advocating for myself and hoping that as I navigate and things progress in accessibility and usability, that it would actually help the next person instead of they do the fun updates and everything on Blackboard and all the other websites every year. You never know what you're going to get. We've had some quite interesting challenges and different things at the University of Alaska, as well as I'm sure anybody at any of the colleges and schools when they attend. But that was one how I managed partially writing through my essay about helping navigate and what my goals were to help others in the social work field. I want to provide more access, equal access within the education arena, as well as helping others at the clinician level of being a social work. So those are some of my goals. One of the benefits of winning the scholarship, besides the funds, is that they bring you to convention, and I've never been in person to a national convention until this last July. Tell you what, it's a whirlwind, and you don't get any sleep. As a finalist, you get even less sleep. Meetings on meetings, and so many people, and memes, and information. It's a great resource. It's a great group of people. Dozer even learned some of his own lessons. People with the white canes, like Mom, they don't move. They won't scatter. All the other tourists will, but blind people won't. So it was great to meet all these different people. Each week, each day of the week during the convention, I had a different mentor, and actually one of my mentors, due to circumstances, everything else, was Patty Chang. So thank you for your help and your wonderful words and conversations. It's been interesting in how you meet all these different people from all over the nation that come together and have their own individual stories, but take the time to send that knowledge on and pass it on to others that are coming in or that are new or willing to help you, but still push you to challenge and find your own way, because the way that someone else goes about finding something sometimes is not the same way that you're going to do it that works best for you. So, it's been an amazing, interesting, because I also was the alternate delegate, which was another thing I was balancing. Never expected to do that on the first time either. How do you do this? When do I vote? Where do I go? It was interesting, but it was still an amazing experience to have in the help of the scholarship fund and those that were other participants and finalists had their own amazing stories, and it was great to connect and reach out to them, and still sometimes are in contact to this day in possible future connections, which is one of the points. I'm going to ramble on, and so I'm going to actually stop here instead of continuously rambling. Anybody have any thoughts or questions?
We don't have Gloria here right
now. What's the difference between a state convention and a national convention?
That is a good question. National convention, I would say, is a state convention on a bigger level. It's, you know, we have a wonderful group here. I mean, I've got a little bit of vision left. It's more on color contrast, but as far as I can tell, we've had like a packed full room both days so far. It's an amazing, and we have a great amount of people that are still here on Zoom. And just to see that here in Alaska, and as changes from, because I started and was introduced to the NFB in 2019, just shortly after I was lost my vision as I was going through all my other changes. So my first national technically was on Zoom, but in person was this last year, and there's a huge difference, but it's amazing to be seeing so many people in state as large as ours is, and the most challenging with our travels and distance, that we're still here and we're still trying to make a difference.
Katie, it's Kelsey. Yes. I have a question. Is it true that oftentimes scholarship winners have had to apply more than once?
Yes, and I was one of them. I was one of the lucky ones that I got it on my second try. But many students, when I was at one of the conventions, and one of the meetings that you are required to go to is what they're called NABS, the National Association of Blind Students. That was one of our requirements to attend, and they had their own stories, and they say that some of them had applied for years. I mean, about 4, 5, 6 times before they got a scholarship, and I felt truly lucky that I actually managed to get it on the second try, because the first time can be pretty devastating when you try and work so hard for it, and each and every time, and you get that denial or not congratulations notification, it is kind of sad. But as Dan mentioned, you keep going, you pick yourself up and keep going. He said, if I don't get this time, maybe next time, or if that doesn't work out, I'll find my own way.
Katie, so, this is Kevin.
Go ahead.
Were you also a Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship winner for first time attending the National Convention?
No, I was not. The NFB provided my travels, provided for my room as well as for my flight, but I was not one of those. I didn't apply for it. That my plan was that if I did not win the scholarship, then I was going to apply for that one. But no, I was not both, and I'm not sure if that's
okay. Well, maybe
apply for it.
Maybe Bonnie or Patty could.
Patty says you cannot apply. There you go.
So maybe Bonnie or Patty could explain to Amaya about the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship.
Talking about the scholarship and the national scholarship. Any other questions or comments? All right, I'm going to pass it on, and thank you for letting me speak.
I did have one question.
All right.
For the scholarships, does it matter what you're planning to study? I mean, do you have to have everything set up when you apply?
You just need to be enrolled and going to go to school the September coming up after convention in a university or college program.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. And you can be any age.
That's just it. We've had people, what's the oldest you know of, Patty?
Well, right now you have to be at least 18, because that changed.
Right.
For obvious reasons. And the oldest that I know of is Donna Posant when I was chair, and she was in her 50s or 60s.